Good morning, this is Ray, the Roofing Solutions. How can I help you?
Hey, Evan, it's Matt here, Local Splash. How you doing?
Oh, Matt. What's going on, my man? How you doing today?
Just trying to keep in touch with you, my man, seeing how
things are going.
And...
things are good, man.
I always stay on top of people. I'm the guy that, you know, never gives up, right? You know, that's sales, right? So, but no, seriously, though, how's things going with your SEO? Are you getting the results? Talk to me.
No, things are good, man. I really haven't even looked at SEO. I'm just so busy. I probably am going to switch to you, though, just because I need someone I can just talk to, and I need someone that's on top of it. I need a team that's on top of it that can manage it, because I'm on the front line right now, bringing in revenue to the company.
Yeah, no, totally.
I haven't even talked to the people I hire. They haven't sent me any analytics at all. I haven't even tried to reach out to them, so I'd honestly be open to switching to you guys.
Yeah.
What was the price?
Well,
like I said,
there's a couple things. So my basic package is $2.99 a month, right? And then I can also get you those paper leads. That does take a little bit of time to set up. There is some expenses on it because we've got to pay for a background check. But what's good about the paper leads, Evan, is those will help you scale. My team just had one of our clients, my client, Lewis Pest Control, we just, did a video this morning, with him, like a testimonial video, and, we're going to start sending it out to our clients and stuff, but, it's really, really effective, those paper leads, in terms of like really getting your, you know, when you need those extra leads, they're there, right? And what's so good about the paper leads and why I always try to get my best clients on them is because you only pay for a lead you want. You get to talk to the person. You get to ask them a bunch of questions, right? And if it makes sense to pay for the lead, you pay for it. If you don't like the lead, you basically say, hey, I appreciate you calling me. Have a wonderful day. And you literally have the ability to reject it. But what's so good about those leads, Evan, and why my roofing guys do so well on them is, you know, you show up at the very tippy top of Google, but it's an exclusive lead. Google does not share that with anybody. So it does take time to get that
portion set up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. I'll be open to it down the road. We're starting to
get up at you.
I would wait until I can hire and train a good sales rep underneath me right now.
Yeah.
So I have a few door knockers, so we're really starting to get some good action going again. So I mean we're on track to do just with myself probably 1.2 by August. I mean 1.8 at the end of this year is what I'm aiming for, which would be decent. You know, I could end up doing more, could do just a tiny bit less, but we'll do right around that. Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's the goal. I would probably switch to you guys in the beginning to just do the SEO. And then we could look into the paper leads. I remember you told me you had to have your GC license. Isn't that correct or no?
Yeah. You had to because in North Carolina, they require, like on Google side, you know, they require
that. Yeah, GC license. Yeah. I mean, I haven't really gotten into a lot of roofing companies around here just pay and use it underneath like a buddy's CC license. I'm not doing that right now. I am going to be in the process of getting that, but it's going to take me probably at least 2 years, man. I'll be honest with you, to get the GC license. It depends. I have a baby on the way. It's going to be here in 2 months.
Wow. Congrats, by the way. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you, man.
You know, actually, you don't, because you're a roofer and you're
I know a lot. It may not be that hard.
You don't need that DC license. You just need general liability insurance. You already have that, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, in North Carolina, you don't need one, but I mean, sometimes certain companies...
No, you don't. And Google doesn't require it either. No, so you actually, I just double-checked, you don't need a GC license for the paper lead.
Yeah, we have general liability workers.
So as long as you have that and you don't have any felonies over the last 7 years now, I can get you approved for those paper leads.
That's fine. I went through the same thing with Angie.
Are gonna be the, the nice thing is, with those paper leads, those, like I said, are not like Angie's because Angie shares those leads. These leads are exclusive only to you.
Yeah,
you know?
Correct.
So, and they only cost $71 if you want the lead.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good. Yeah, that's really good.
The best money can buy. Like, I have some guys that spend like 20 grand a month on those leads, just on those alone. Right. So, you know, they're solid as they get because you're showing up at the very tippy top of Google. We can focus on whatever areas you want to be at. Right. And like, if you want to be on the very tippy top in Raleigh, we can get you there. Right. So that's the nice thing about those leads. Right. But we got to make sure we're getting those 5-star reviews. Right. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten any 5-star reviews on Google yet, or you're not there yet?
I'm a 5-star review company, sir. That's what we plan on saying.
How many 5-stars do you have right now?
I think 10 or 12.
Yeah, so we need to get that up, right? The first,
yeah.
The
first, I know. Still, I'm still owed probably 3 or 4 reviews I need to follow up with.
Yeah, so what's cool with me is when you come on board, Evan, like I have a tool that all you do is put your customer's information in and my system takes care of the rest. It sends them an automated text message. Thanks for using XYZ Roofing Company. We appreciate your business. Our business is dependent on 5-star reviews. Please click the link and it literally gets you dialed in.
Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly what we do with my CRM software too. It's just getting people sometimes, you know, people, they love what I do. You know, they're very happy with me, but you know, sometimes people just forget and I have to follow up with them.
Oh yeah. No, it's a numbers game. It really is a numbers game.
Yeah,
and also I would recommend just having some of your friends and family members go on and give you a 5-star. You know, you can do a little bit of that.
Yeah, I did that in the beginning. I did like 2 or 3 of those in the beginning, but I'm just keeping it all, you know, the rest is legit reviews. I have a few. I only have like two or three.
Yeah, the whole goal is to get to 25. Like, that's the first goal is to get to 25 5-star reviews, then get to 50, right? Because your competitors right now, like, dude, they have a lot more of five-star reviews.
Yeah, I know, I was with the big roofing companies getting those reviews for 4 years, 5 years before I started my company. Southern Premier is one of them.
Yeah.
Big Bear Roofing.
Uh-huh.
I know I have hundreds.
Yeah,
actually,
so
I have over 100
like,
reviews.
Yeah, and a lot of those guys too. You know, they literally, you know, when they first started, they had all their friends and family members give them 5-stars. So you can pad it a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, obviously Google doesn't like want you doing that, but for the most part. But at the end of the day, like you need to get the numbers up because it does play a factor in your SEO. And
yeah, do you know how new my company is?
On all of that.
Do you know how new my company is?
Yeah, I know. It's only like 6 months.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
I just want to make sure you're aware. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's like I said, and I get it. That's why I'm saying, you know, when you're first starting off, I have another roofing company right now, right? Same dilemma, right? And I get on her all the time and say, look, we got to keep getting those 5-stars. We got to keep getting those 5-stars, right? Because if you're not getting the 5-star reviews, it's going to hurt you in the long run. But you're so new and you've already gotten enough, but just keep getting it. Make your goal to get
it
25 in the next 30 days.
Yeah, I could probably get that done, or at least very close to it.
Like, make those small goals and then 50 in the next 6 months, right? And, that's kind of what you need to, getting to 25 is going to be easy for you, right? Because, you know, it's not going to be difficult. Like, even if you have to have some friends and family members to lean on, they'll, like, give you a couple, 4 or 5, you know? Like, just get as many as you can.
I'll reach out to my clients, even if I got to drop off little $50 Visa gift cards to make sure they do it. So I'll get it
done. And I'm telling you, like, The whole goal, first goal is to get to 25, then 50, then 100. Once you're at 100, things change, like, completely when it comes down to it, right?
Yep.
I mean, yes, obviously you want to get hundreds and hundreds, but once you hit 100, then you're a serious company, right? And that's the hard talk I have with all of my clients. I say, look, yes, I'll get you on, you know, on the keywords, right? It's going to take us a little bit of time, though, to get you ranking like on roofing company, especially like, you know, because your competitors in the area are like 5 steps ahead of you, right? So we got to catch up, right? We got to
Yeah, so what do we need to do to get set up?
I mean, it's really simple. I mean, it's like obviously, you know, okay, so let me ask you a couple questions. Is your website, who's controlling the website, you or that other SEO company?
It's not an SEO company. I have my buddy build it for me to an extent, but obviously, like, I know it needs a lot of help. We need a lot of stuff to update on there.
But my buddy right now is in control
of
this.
Okay, so you have control over the domain name, though. You own your own domain name and everything, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So that's good. So, I mean, if you ever needed us to redo or revamp the website, we can do that as well for you. We won't charge you any money. But if you like your website, good. First off, okay. Secondly, okay, do me a favor. Go to this website. Go to pestlewis.com, P-E-S-T-L-E-W-I-S.com, real quick. And let me know when you have it up.
Okay, it's up.
Okay. You see the photo of those guys standing in front of their van and they're in their polo shirts?
Correct. Yeah, I see it.
Okay. That's the personalized touch that I'm having this conversation with all of my business owners right now. Okay. I've really taken the initiative of my company to really, like, I'm the, like, I would say the creator of this, and that is, look, it's a competitive world we live in, man, right? We live in a day and age where everybody's got a business name, everybody's got a logo, right? But how do you stand out, okay? And this is the way you're going to stand out, right? Having that photo of you standing in front of, like, your van or your truck that has your name on it. And if you don't have your name on it, you can always get two magnetic signs, one big magnetic sign with your logo and your name, and then another magnetic sign for your door with your name and phone number.
I would wait to do that until I get my truck wrapped. I have magnetic signs, but I would wait until I get my truck wrapped, which will probably just be a few months.
So all I'm saying is, but the quicker we can get this type of photo, the better off you're going to be, okay? Because you're going to stand out. They're going to want to.
I have a lot of
players
for online marketing. I have a lot of plans for online marketing. I used to have a rental company in Jordan Lake when I used to work for a different roofing company for 4.5 years. That was making around $280,000 a year before taxes. I had a really good friend of mine who was running this marketing company. She did all my online marketing. Posted three to five posts on social medias. It made like personalized videos and stuff. That's coming to my company, but I just need like 6 months to just keep.
I mean, that's all good and fine and dandy, but at the end of the day, where people find businesses is Google, right? So it's all about
it's social media as well.
93% of all new business. 93% of, like, social media doesn't really capture, like, the market share like Google does. 93% of the time when somebody's looking for a business, the first place they go to is Google, not social media.
Correct.
It's always been that way, okay? So we use Facebook as the secondary, right? Because Facebook is actually the second most visited place on the internet besides Google. So it's those two marketplaces that capture all, like, the market share right now, okay? And then obviously, like, the Angies and the Yelps of the world, what they do is they go to Google, run ads, and then redirect people to their sites, right?
Yes,
so that's how they're surviving these things. So, but Google owns the market share for a reason, right? Because they developed the space where everybody uses, like, everybody goes, when they're looking for something, they'll go to Google Maps or they'll just go to Google, right? They'll Google it, right? So what we're going to do is make sure the emphasis is there. So out of our $299 package, Evan, we do run $100 of retargeting ads on Facebook, right? So if anybody types in any roofing keywords in the area, right, and anytime they log onto their personal Facebook, they're going to see an ad from your company basically motivating them to want to call you, right, from Facebook as well. So we don't spend a ton of money on it, but we don't spend a little bit of money on it. We spend enough for it to produce results, right? And that strategy is really, really killer because we're linking Google and Facebook together. Okay. So it's targeted. So we're not just mass blanketing that ad on Facebook. It's only people that have actively searched keywords that relate to your business on Google that see it when they log on Facebook.
I got you. Yeah, that's
okay. So there's that going on. Like I said, we'll keep you on Google, we'll get your presence up, the SEO, we'll give you all the tools, right, to obviously get those 5 stars. But the reason why I showed you that website of my client, that's the guy who just did the video for us today, right? First off, having that personalized touch is super important in today's day and age, right?
Yeah,
having that photo. I always preach that that photo has made that guy more money than anything else, right? And it's true because he stands out. It's on his Google business profile. It's on his website. It's on all our ads that we're running on his Facebook, right? So it's all of
that,
right? And so having that branding is really, really important. So the sooner you get a photo like
that's
that,
what I want to do.
Even if it's with magnetic, you know?
Yeah.
What was that?
I mean, we have a couple of photos like in front of an install with me in front of my truck, but I absolutely, you know, that sounds great. I do want to do that. That is one of the big things with my logo that I want to make a brand, well-known brand. And I do know a little bit about branding and how important it is.
All you do is just get polo shirts with your name on it and your logo, and
you have
magnetic signs behind you on the truck, you know, and then you're dressed with khaki pants and the nice shoes, like nice belt. It's like, you see how they're presentable too? Like, it's those little details.
I mean, I have a team, we'll definitely do that. We'll definitely do that. I'm going to wait until I get my truck drafted in a couple of months. It won't be that long.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you get it done in a reasonable period of time, that helps. But mainly the 5-star reviews and then working towards having this professional photo kind of thing, right? Like, and it's not, they didn't even do all that on that photo, right? I mean, it's simple, it works, and that's kind of the thing, like, I'm really, like, heavily having those talks. So, I mean, it's super easy for us to get you set up, right? You know, I basically, you know, get some information, get you the invoice. Like I said, it's $2.99 a month to start, right?
So what do you guys do? I just like ask you guys a manager of my Google's profile, and that's all you guys need?
Yeah, we take over your Google profile. You give us access to your business Facebook page because we got to run those Facebook ads as well, right? And like I said, it's all inclusive in the $2.99. Whenever you want us to, like, you know, we do a website, we'll send you, like, kind of different templates you can choose from. You're like, okay, I like that one.
Yeah, I mean, I might be open to just seeing what you guys can build for me if it's free, but I'll kind of just take it one step at a time.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my main thing about anything,
everything I need, I can call Paytrub as soon as I get off the phone with them and cancel them, and I'll go ahead and sign on with you guys because it's clearly a better package.
I mean, no, it's literally easy. I just get, I mean, on a phone call,
I just
handle
want
it
people
all
like
for
following
you.
Up with me and letting me know what's going on, or like possibly you checking in with me.
Yeah, no, you're definitely going to have that service. And then, like I said, I mean, when you're ready to start doing the paper leads, the paper leads, it's just a one-time charge, $250 for the paper leads, right? Because we got to do your background check and we got to get all this paperwork for Google to get you solidified. But once that's done, it takes 2 months from A to Z to get you pre-approved for that. When you're ready then to start taking the paper leads, we sit down with you. We're like, okay, you know, it's time to start taking these leads. Let's go ahead and get that moving. And then what will happen is then when you are ready, the only thing about it is Google does make you prepay for 13 of those leads up front, like a prepaid account, okay?
Yep.
And then you start drawing from those leads, right? You know, one lead at a time, right? And then once you go through the first 13, it auto-reloads. Okay, at 13 at a time. So if it takes you a month and a half, basically it takes you a month and a half. But what a lot of my guys do, Evan, is they take two of them and then they turn it off, right? They work those two leads really, really aggressively till where it turns into a good job. And then they turn it back on, right? And then they work like two more of them, right? And then they kind of teeter-totter on it until they get through the first 13. Right. And then they're comfortable and then they're like, okay, I'll take more and more of those leads. So that's how a lot of my guys do it.
Okay. That sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
So the real question is, you know, when do you want to start with the paper leads? A lot of my guys started right away because it's a 2-month project, or some guys wait. It's up to you. It really comes
I'm going to give it a week or two. Give me 2 weeks because I'm training an admin. I'm training my pregnant girlfriend as my admin right now. So I'm going to get her trained up so I can be more out there. So just give me about 2 weeks.
And
then, you know, we can circle back to it. Maybe even a week, but definitely 2 weeks for sure.
Totally.
More likely.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely understand, and like, yeah, and like, whenever you're ready,
because
like I said, it's 2 months from A to Z.
Yeah, now. I know. I just need like a week. Like tomorrow, I have a full day. Like I have appointments all day tomorrow. Like I'm actually pretty busy right now. I don't want to take on any more than I can handle right now. As I'm also training a sales rep.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I plan on having a sales rep in about 2 months.
Let me give you the realistic expectations.
I'll be honest with you. I just need like a week, Matt. I just need like a week or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can only do so much. I don't want to overstress myself with everything that I have going on, and I'm still building out
everything. And that's the last thing anybody wants to do. So the cool thing about us is there's a little bit of a ramp up period even with us, right? I mean, the first couple of weeks, we got to build out all the content. We got to build out all the programming. We got to get your Facebook ads, right? So you'll start like seeing results the first 30 days, but realistically, it's like months two where this thing really takes off, where you do see like a night and day difference in the phone calls. And then month three, it's like full steam ahead, right? So there is foundational things with us, right? But it's not like it's going to take like 3.5-4 months, right, kind of thing where you're seeing results. You'll see results in the first like even 90 days, right? But it is a little bit of a ramp up period. Like nobody can just flick a switch and you're on the first page of Google. Like that.
I'm aware.
Right?
I've ran Google ads. I've hired a different company when I had my rental company. Is paying me $600 a month. Run about $600 worth of ads for
exactly.
My company.
I always say you get what you pay for, but we try to make it as affordable. That's why we run those Facebook ads to help produce some results, right? So we do try to make it as affordable and still effective all at the same time, even with our basic package right here, Evan.
Yeah.
And then like the nice thing is, as we build the steam and as we start taking off, like we can always add more fuel to the fire. That's where those paper leads really come into play, right? To take
Absolutely.
Your business to that next level.
Absolutely.
So I mean, it's really simple from here. I just grab some info and like we can get, we can get things going and we can like take it from there. How's that sound?
Yeah, so I just want to go ahead and sign off with a simple package right now, and then we can circle back to next week on starting with paper ads. I have to build out, I need to design these door hangers this weekend. I need to also design a couple of scorecards that are going on a couple of golf courses with our company logo. There's a couple of things I need to ramp up first and can finish before I'm going to even focus on, the paper lead. This is outside of the simple pack.
Yeah, totally makes sense. Okay. Yeah, I just need to just grab a couple bits of information. I can have you on your way. Evan, what's your last name?
It's Thomas. T-H-O-M-A-S.
Thomas.
Hey, what was your company again?
Okay.
Local Splash.
Local Splash. Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries. And then the best email for you, Thomas? I mean, Evan?
It's Evan.T@RavenRoofingNC.com.
Okay. RavenRoofingNC.com.
Where are you guys out of? California?
Yep. Yep. What were we saying?
I remember you telling me you guys are down the road from the other people I signed on with.
Oh, yeah, from your other company, yeah. Yeah.
H-Hub 2.0 or something, I don't know. I forgot what
they're
called.
Yeah. Problem is there's a lot of companies that try to do what we do. I mean, we've been doing this 21 years now, right? We have 19,000 customers, right now, are billing every month. So,
we
have all the way up to Extra Space Storage. I mean, we have the largest storage unit company in America. They have 4,400 locations. That's our client, right? Extra Space.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Right?
They have a lot of ideas.
They're huge. Yeah, they're a $50 billion company. Huge. So, we do really well as a company when it comes down to it. But, there's a lot of guys that talk the talk and they don't walk the walk. And that's why I'm really heavy right now on getting a lot of client testimonials, because it's huge right now to get our name out there in the sense where, hey, look, this is what we can do. And, we're not just, a talking company. We're in action.
Yep.
So you're still at 164 Big Barn Drive. That's still you?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Just want to make sure I got everything,
No,
don't want to miss a step. Okay. I do got to set up like, first off, do you want to keep the hours of operation the same as you already have, like, on your Google Business profile?
Yeah, as of right now, I may change the Saturday is closed, so I'm keeping that open for now since we're a new company. I don't really get calls on Saturday, but...
Yeah, so you just want to keep it the same. And then this is going to be your best contact phone number, right? The 919-608-2583.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
So there's
Go ahead.
What were you saying?
Oh, I was just going to say I implanted on getting an office phone here for my little office at home that admin will be answering. But as of right now, this is the best phone number.
Okay. Gotcha. So I am okay. So one thing we do, Evan, is it has to be this way. Okay. We do purchase another phone number for your business, a 919 area code phone number. Okay. And the reasoning for is we need to know how many leads you're getting, where the leads are coming, right? So that number is going to be on your website. It's going to be on your Google Business profile. It's going to be on your Facebook ads. If you run the paper leads, it's going to be on that as well. It's called a call tracking phone number, right?
Okay.
And the reason why we need that phone number all over the place is we want to know what areas are working or not working. Was it a Facebook lead? Was it a Google lead? It helps you and us, right, understand like how well things are doing, right? If I just kept your phone number on everything, we're not going to know. We'll be shooting blind, right? It's actually very expensive to purchase this phone number, but we do it because we've been doing that for years now, right, to help us make the tweaks and like continue to make you more and more successful. Okay. So we will be changing the phone number. It will route to whatever phone number you want. Okay. But ultimately it's going to help us all know, you know, how things are performing on a month to month basis. Does that make sense?
Okay. That's fine. Is there a way, like, do I get a choice of numbers or is it just going to be a random 919 number?
It's just going to be a random number that we choose for it, but it will
be
a 919 area code.
Can it be a 919 on the 94?
Yep.
Is it a Google voice number?
No, it's not a Google voice number. It's a specialized phone number. It's like the same technology that 911 uses, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to know exactly where that person's located. It's going to give us analytics on that person. Like, it's crazy the world we live in, right? So it gives us all this information. It's going to let us know exactly where that lead came from when they call the phone number too.
Okay.
So literally, as they call it, it literally routes to whatever number you want. There's no delay on it. It's very, very cool technology, right? And it all integrates with our app, too. So you'll have the Local Splash app. We invested millions of dollars just in our app. And then down the road, too, I can bring some AI products to you that are incredible. Like, I have an AI robot right now that can literally talk to your clients, like, as good as a human. That's how cool, like, we've invested. We invested about $1.5 million just on that technology, by the way. So my owner's very, very advantageous when it comes to technology, and that's why I feel that we've done very, very well as a company. So I do have to set up a security question for your account. Here's the choices. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
You could do the city I was born in. Wait, my mother's maiden name? That's her middle name, right? Or first name?
Why yeah, maiden name, that's her, like, birth, like, yeah, her, like her last name, you know?
Okay.
You
should do maiden name.
You were born. Okay, maiden. Whatever's the easiest to type out.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing maiden. Schwepker. Schwepker. That's
the
last name.
Schwepker.
Uh-huh. If it's just one word, first name is Julie. I don't know why maiden name is tricky.
Okay, yeah.
Puzzling there, no.
Yeah. No worries. Schwepker it is. Okay.
Schwepker. Schwepker.
Okay.
Got it.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no worries. So, Evan is that's your legal name, right?
Yes. Evan Thomas.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure. And then obviously we're going to keep the name, you know, Raven Roofing Solutions, right? That's how you have it set up under?
Correct. Yep.
Let's take a look. Okay. Raven.
The thing is, my 8 is like upside down, like an upside down V on Raven. Is there any way to actually get that on the branding on Google? Have you seen my logo?
Like, no, it's just going to be like the phonetic-y. You can put the logo on a picture and stuff like that. Like I said, yeah. We can do that. Like the actual name itself, there's no way like to change it phonetically, like than regular like English letters.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So the words Raven Roofing Solutions is just going to be like the way it sits right now.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. So let's go ahead and okay, so let me go ahead and finish this up so I can get you on your way so then you can cancel those guys too, right? Because that's obviously, you know, what
we're doing. Yeah, I have a lot of news today. We have a great day. Today's an average day. You caught me today.
Yeah, totally. What's that?
I said today's an average day. It's raining. It's raining all day today, so you caught me on a good day.
Yeah, I know. I've been hearing about that. I have another client in Jacksonville.
North Carolina.
Okay, so, yep. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get you over your invoice in a second. So how do you want to take care of your monthly? You can either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. Which one would you like to utilize?
MasterCard, but I don't know if I could set up a bank transfer too.
Yeah, no, it's just going to be on card. That's all we do on that. So that should start with a 5. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
Let me go grab it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just submit a bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready?
Let me go back. Yep, I'm ready.
5348-5700.
Mm-hmm.
0951-3674. Expiration is 0730.
Okay.
This is 629.
Okay. Dressed and all that same as your business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. No worries. Just going ahead and get that handled here. And you said 0730, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just bear with me. I'm just getting all your paperwork put together. That way we can get you solidified here. And I'll have you on your way. What were you paying with that other company? About the same?
Similar. Yeah, very similar. Sorry, I'm dealing with something.
Yeah.
I'm reading this.
Yeah, no worries. Email.
Bear with me. Just checking here. Okay. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I have to read this to you real quick, too, and I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, Evan, just do me a favor, stop me, and just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? And I'll just rephrase it for you. Just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. So this call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is added form of protection for you. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Raven Roofing Solutions.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
I am the owner of the business, Evan Robert Thomas.
Obviously, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you're obviously authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Please save our 877-635-6225 number under Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow up to 24 hours for any and all phone calls to be returned to you. As an increase of visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We have provided you a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, any applicational documents for the Google Verify, and if we need any other items recommended for the Google Business Profile Verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days upon request. Failure to provide the necessary documents within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and setup will be charged today. Today is February 26, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 26th day of the month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Pretty simple, right? Self-explanatory, as I said.
Yeah, what was the phone number I need to save with you guys?
So you can... Yeah, let me give that to you again. It's that 877-635 6225.
6225, okay.
Okay. And then, yeah, I do need to schedule a 45-minute call with you and my team. Okay. So my question to you is, I'm pulling up the calendar. When do you think is going to be a good time for us to do that call? Like, what's a good
day?
And I will take a look at our calendar.
Probably. You were 3 hours, 4 hours behind me.
Yeah.
So your 8 a.m. is my 11 a.m. Let me look at my calendar.
I mean, I could do, I have Friday. I have maybe a couple time slots, or I can do Monday next week. Okay. So it sounds
yeah,
like
we can probably book Monday. We can block off Monday, yeah. What time? As early as possible for you so I can knock it out mid-morning.
Okay, let me see what I can do. And then you should have gotten some automated text messages. Check your phone there, too, while I'm...
What number do you go to?
Monday.
This phone number?
The number we're talking. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
doing
it.
Let me check it here. Let me see.
I got your email.
Yeah, it went to the 919-608-2583 number.
Maybe I'll get it. We get off the phone. I haven't got anything. I just got your email for the invoice.
Okay. Yeah, because you need to click on something here. Let me just.
All right. Now I got a message. There we go.
Okay. You see that link to click on?
Yeah.
Okay. Click that link. Right. It's the localsplash.com/terms link. That's the one I need you to click on. And then I need you to sign your name and then click the three check boxes on that. And then let me finish looking up Monday's schedule.
Do I create my own username?
No, you're clicking on the wrong one. It's the terms one that you need to click on. It might have
yeah, I clicked that, then it clicked, and then after I clicked on that, it took me to a sign-in page.
Oh, to the login page?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that finder, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you did. You already got that taken care of. Yeah, so your username and password was texted to you. It's usually your phone number, and then they gave you a password on the text message. Okay. So Monday I could do like a 10 a.m. your time if that works. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do 10.
Or I could do noon your time.
Let's do 10.
Okay. So I'm going to do 10 a.m.
Okay.
We might be 10, 15 minutes late. Sometimes that does happen.
Password. Cool. All right, cool.
Okay, so they should have sent you that.
Yeah, I got
you're
the password.
All set on that. Okay, so you're all set on that. And then, like I said, we'll call you on Monday at 10 a.m. We'll handle that. So now you can start canceling that other service.
Yeah, I'm going to find an email with them.
Or you can probably wait. If you like, when is your next billing date on them?
I don't know, I'm just going to go ahead and cancel
So that
them.
Way you kind of...
I'm just going to cancel and get them out because you guys are not worried about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's pretty much...
Those are right around the same amount.
And then we'll
like
set up a time.
Like yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll set up a time, too, for all of us to do a... to work on your paper leads, too, in the next couple of weeks. I'll put you on my calendar, too, so we can get rolling on that because, like I said, that's a two-month project. Okay, yeah.
Yep,
so I got everything here. Download the Local Splash app. definitely get that so you have that handy, okay? And then we'll go ahead and talk on Monday after that so that we can get you rolling, okay?
Yep, that sounds good. Local splash, that's the LS.
Cool. I'm glad I was able to get you. Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely glad
you,
to
man.
Work with you.
Glad you stay persistent.
Yeah, no
yeah,
worries.
Absolutely.
You have a great...
Really quick, this app is it's the orange and blue LS, correct? The local splash app?
Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll talk Monday, man.
That's
we'll
the app
get
that's
the ball
help with, yeah, that app's going to help you with everything and get you dialed in. So definitely, like I said, look forward to helping with you. And like I said, we'll take it step by step. So that's the good news. Okay?
Yep. Thank you, man. That sounds great. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, Evan, and we'll talk soon, okay?
You as well. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.